We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines at the bottom of Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. Rav Chista taught us that the Mishnah says that you may sifrei and you may gamrei of the Mitzayra that doesn't count towards the days of the Nazirus is only because you have a problem of Gidol Sar, because you have to grow the hair. But he says if you have a Nazirus that says 100 days, and become a Mitzayra by the beginning. So those 14 days of Mitzayra could be counted towards the Naziris. Because afterwards you have more than 30 days of hair. Even though when you finish being a Mitzayra, you have to cut your hair. But you have 30 more days, so it's not an issue. Basically, Rav Chista is saying is that the days of Mitzayra count towards the Nazir. And the Gemara is going to have a kash from two different brises, Mishnayis, that I'm avoid not like Rav Chista. Mosiv Ramin Bachama. Nazir Shayatame Besofik. So we have here a Nazir, who's for sure a Nazir, but he's not sure if he became Tomei or not. That's one Sofik he has. Another Sofik is he a Mitzvah of Mukhlet or not? Now, how is it possible to have such a Sofik? The Rosh really bothered by that. One of the Pshatim that they say is that the Kayin told two people that, one of them he said that they're Tomei, and one said they're not. They forgot which one was which. Because what's bothering Rosh is that a Mitzvah can only become Tamei idea koyin. So what kind of suffix is it? Not a suffix if it's a Tyson's lashon was if a suffix if it's a nega or a bayhak, and that's a little bothersome because if it's a suffix, the koyin doesn't say anything. Then you're tar. You need the koyin to make a tamei. So here the case was that the koyin said one of them is tamei. We forgot which one it is because he's a suffix mitzayra and a suffix. He's a suffix mitzayra and a suffix if he's a nazir tamei. Now he wants to be able to go on with his life. So what do you do? So before we say what we do, there's a few hanachas you have to understand. The hanacha is like this, that a taglachas that the Mitzvah makes cannot be a taglachas for the Nazir. He has to first finish with his Mitzvah before he can take care of his Naziris. So the way it works is like this. He has to wait 30 days. Now, first of all, the halacha is by Mitzvah, you make two taglachas. The first taglachas happens like this, that you bring two birds, one bird you shecht, and the other bird you send away. This is all in the Sada. And then you give him a haircut, and then you wait a week, and after that week, give him another haircut, and he brings the Kabbanis. That's the Seda HaMetzairah. Now, you have to get rid of the Sofik Metzairah before you start the Naziris. You can't give him a haircut right now. Why? Because maybe he's not a Metzairah, and he's a Nazir Tahar. If he's a Nazir Tahar and not a Metzairah, you have to wait 30 days. So what you do is, you wait 30 days for starters. You wait 30 days. After 30 days, you're going to give him the first aglachas, but you have to bring a carbon for the Nazir Tamei. Maybe he's a Nazir Tamei, so he can't do a aglachas without a carbon. So he brings a chatas ha'oif mesafik, which you're allowed to bring mesafik. And he also brings the oilos behema, which would be, he also brings that with a tanai, that if not, should be in a dava. And he brings that for the Nazir Tahar, and he takes his first haircut. That's after 30 days. It's one person here.
And he brings that for the
Nazir Torah? We don't know. One or the other one. We're not sure yet. That's why he takes them to both into account. He brings the Chatas Behema just in case he's a Nazir Tameh. He brings the Eilus Behema just in case he's a Nazir Tahar. That's after 30 days. He waits now. Now he has to do another Taglachas for the Mitzairah to get rid of the Mitzairah, but he has to wait another 30 days. Why? Because maybe he was really a Nazir Tameh, and that was his first haircut. Now he restarted his Naziris. So another 30 days he has to wait because maybe he's a Nazir Tahar now. So he waits another 30 days and makes his second taglachas. In the second one, he brings, there's no tzad now in the second one that it's Nazir Tamei. There's no tzad. Because if he's a Mitzayra, you don't do anything until he finishes Mitzayra. He didn't finish Mitzayra yet. If he's a Nazir Tamei, he already did the first one after 30 days. The second one, after 60 days, it's only a shayla of maybe he's a Nazir Tahar, or it's a second taglachas for Mitzayra. So what he does is, he brings a carbon, oilus behema, for Nazir, for Nazir Tahar, and then for the taglachas of the Mitzayra, he has to bring kabbanas also, because he's mechusa kapurim, so he brings, he mafkir all the nechasim, and then by if he mafkir all the nechasim, he's an oni, and an oni can bring a chata sa'if for his Mitzayra. So he brings a chata sa'if for Mitzayra, and an asham, Taitza says, talking to machlaikis, we'll have to bring asham as an adava or not. So, Lefi Rabban and Rab Shimon holds you can't bring Asham for Nadava. It's not Ma'akiv Dikachim. According to Rab Shimon, that it is Ma'akiv, you'll make a Tanai on the Asham. That's after 60 days. After 90 days, So now you're going to make another third here after 90 days. Why? Because now it's not a Safek Metzayra anymore. But maybe he was a Metzayra. So the first 60 days were taking care of a Metzayra. He couldn't do it right away because he had a problem. He made with a Nazir. But he's finished with Metzayra now. After 60 days, he can eat Kachem already. Because he's already not Mechosu Kaburim. He can eat Kachem after 60 days. And after 90 days, he does a haircut. That's for Nazir. That's for either Nazir Tar or Nazir Tameh. Because if he was a Metzayra, he couldn't be a Nazir yet. So he has to do his Nazir Tahar now, or his Gidl Sar. So
after the first 30 days, that was a Sadegas of Tamir Tahar.
It was. That was only on Saturday he wasn't a Metzayra. But if he was a Metzayra, nothing started yet. So if he's a Metzayra, he needs to wait to the second Taglachas to finish Metzayra. So now the first time he's for sure clear from the Metzayra. So first 30 days, he might be Nazir Tamir or Nazir Tahar. And then, after he takes that haircut, then last one is for sure only a tzad of Nazir Tahar. So like, L'soif Tishim Yigaleach, Taisa says, Shlishis, and there is not a Safek Metzayra, only either Nazir Tahar or Nazir Tamei. And then after that, again, after 120 days, he takes his last haircut, that's for sure only for a tzad of Nazir Tahar. And after 120 days, he's done. So let's read it inside now. I have to explain it outside. That was this big taisus at Daftan Hayim Beis. Masiv Ram Vachama. Nazir Shoya Tamei B'Safik U'Muchlet B'Safik. So Safik Tamei and B'Safik Muchlet. Oichel B'Kachim L'Ach Ashishim Yoyim. He eats Kachim after 60 days. Because after 60 days, we said he's finished for Metzairah. So L'Ach Ashishim Yoyim, he eats Kachim. B'Shoysi Yayim Tamei L'Meisim L'Ach Ameyev Esim Yoyim. And after 120 days, he can start drinking wine Tamei L'Meisim, which means he finished with his Naziris. But Tani Allah, we had a brisa explaining this Mishnah. We have a brisa explaining this. The Medvar Amurim B'Naziris Moetas. This is only if it's a Naziris Moetas. That's when it's enough for 30 days. It means a regular Naziris of 30 days, it's enough altogether 120. Avo B'Naziris Bashana, if you're Naziris for 100, for a year, if you're Naziris for a year, Oichel B'Kachim L'Akashteshonim. Meshach Siyayim Metamal Mason L'Akha Arbashonim. What's the Cheshbon? The same way we made the Cheshbon 30 days, the Cheshbon with years. That means like this. He's a Safek Metzayra. So he can't take a haircut right away because maybe he's a Nazir Tahar. And he's not a Metzayra. So he has to wait a full year to finish that, clear that. Now maybe after that year, that haircut was for Nazir Tamei. And he's really now starting for the first time Nazir Tahar. So he can't take the next second haircut for another year. And after those 2 years, that's for the Metzayra. Then after that, he has to wait a year because maybe he's starting...
Year 2? What do you see year 2 is what?
He finished 2 years... The first year he has to wait to make the first haircut because maybe he's a Nazir Tahar and he's nothing else.
Okay.
After that year he takes a haircut, maybe he was a Nazir Tameh. So you're a Nazir Tameh, after you take your haircut, you have to restart the whole Naziris that you made up. It's a year Naziris here. So you have to wait another year.
Why
don't
you Metzayra then?
What? Maybe he wasn't Metzayra. Maybe he's not a Metzayra. It's a Safek. Maybe he's not a Metzayra. So you have to wait a whole nother year to do second Teglachas of Metzayra because maybe he's not a Metzayra and really he's a Nazir. So after 2 years, he brings his carbon for Metzayra and he can eat Kachim. But now, maybe he was really a Metzayra, so now for the first time we're starting to do his Naziris. So he has to wait a year, because maybe he's a Nazir Tahar now. After that year, maybe that Taglachas was for his Nazir Tameh, because he's a Nazir Tameh, he waits another year, altogether 4 years. And what's the Kasha? But if you hold the Rav Chista, V'sakadaitach, Salkin L'Yayim, if you hold the Rav Chista, then Rav Chista holds really, if you have enough time to grow your hair, then Metzayra counts four Naziris. So if that's the case, it should be enough with 3 years and 30 days. Why? Because like this, after 2 years, now the next taglachas is for what? Is definitely for Naziris. Definitely for Naziris. So why do we say have to wait a year? Because maybe he's a Nazir Tahar, he has to wait a year. What do you mean? He already did 2 years already. And even if it's a Metzayra, according to Rav Chista, it counts towards the Naziris. Even if you're a Metzayra, it counts towards the Naziris. The only reason why you need 30 days, the only reason you need any time is to have Gidl Sar. So wait 30 days after the 2 years, and you for sure can take a haircut now. Because if he's a Nazir Tahar, he already was Mekayim is Nazir. And if it's Nazir Tameh, he's taking his haircut now for 30 days. So why? And Avada, after that, you have to do a year. Why? Because maybe you were Tameh the whole time, so you have a Yotzi in Naziris. But Avivite.
How are you gaining
30 days. You don't do 30 days. Because after 2 years, why do you have to wait a year after 2 years? Maybe you're Nazir Tahar? If you're Nazir Tahar, you don't have to wait a year. Or you have to wait 30 days to cut your hair and then you start the Naziris again. Why do you wait a year after the 2 years? Why do you wait a year? So the reason why I wait a year is because maybe he's a Nazir Tahar and He never did that yet. Maybe the notary never did that yet. But the problem is that if you hold a Rav Chisda, he already did 2 years. He didn't drink wine for 2 years, and Tamei Nat is 2 years. So all you need is 30 days. That's all you need. That's all you need. So the Kasha is Rav Chisda, if it's Eilaloi, so it's enough with 30 days then. The next time you need a year, because just in case he was Nazar Tamei, so he's only starting his years the first time now. What?
You don't sign the Matzor is making you wait a year.
No, right, you don't have to wait a year for Matzor, yeah. So what's it? The reason why you have to wait a year for Duma Matzor is because maybe you're Nazar Tahar. So you have to wait a year. So what's your Kasha? Explain your question.
Year three. Why before the...
After 2 to 3, you wait a year?
Yeah.
Because maybe he's a Nazar Tahar.
Then why you have to wait from 3 to 4 a year?
Because it's a full year. We're talking about a guy who was nausea for a year. A guy who was nausea for a year. So he has to wait from 3 to 4. From 3 to 4. He has to wait from 2 to 3 for a whole year because he's a nausea for a year.
So why you have to wait from 3 to 4 before
this? After 3 to 4, you have to wait 3 to 4 because maybe that was for nausea tame, that haircut. Maybe he's still nausea tame. Maybe
you're
you still.
When you have to wait a year?
Because maybe he's a nausea tare. He waited a year. Maybe he's a nausea tare. He waited a year. Maybe he's a nausea tare. You're right, you don't have to wait a week for Nazar Tamei. Maybe he was a Nazar Tahar. Maybe not. Yeah, because if it's Nazar Tamei, it's been a year for Nazar Tahar. It has to be clear. But here, you have a way of doing 30 days because he already kept the Ziris, the fear of Chista, because the years of Mitzray were counted. That's the shtick over here. That's the question. The fear of Chista, he kept the year of Nazar Tahar. He kept the year of Nazar Tahar on that side. The only side is Nazar Tamei. So on the side of Nazar Tamei, 30 days is enough. Like this, if he's not a Nazar Tamei, then he already kept another Tamei. If he is a Nazar Tamei, 30 days is enough. So that's what I'm saying. Manav Shach, 30 days should be enough after 2 years. Because a Manav Shach should be enough for Rav Chisda. That's Kasha number one. We don't have a Teretz to. Really, Shlok's over Rav Chisda. Another Kasha, Rav Oid, Master Rav Ashi, Ein Li'el Yimei Tumah, Shein Eir Lo'el Min HaMinyan. Another Kasha. We're gonna have a Braisa, a Sefri, that makes Drashas teaching us that the Yemei Safrai and the Yemei Gomrai of the Metzairah doesn't count towards the Ziris. The Brice makes drashas for this. Ainli El Yemei Tumah, Shein Oyin Le'Min HaMinyin. We only know the Yemei Tumah don't count towards the Ziris. Yemei Chalutai Menayin. How do you know the Yemei of Yechalutai, which means the days that you are Metzairah? This is the Vedinu. Let's make a Mametzinu. Yemei Tumah, which means a Nazir Tamei, Megaleach HaMevi Karbon. Takes a haircut, and he brings a carbon. Yemei Chaluta, Megaleach HaMevi Karbon. And Yemei Chaluta, which means a Metzairah, it takes a haircut and brings a carbon. He actually brings a carbon after the Safrai, after the week of counting, after the Chalutai. But it's carbon's for the Yemei Chalutai. My Yemei Tamusa, Yemei Tumasai. Ain't Olam HaMinyan, just like Yemei Tumasai. Doesn't count towards his Naziras. After Mechalutai, the Mechalutai, which means the Mechalutai of a Metzairah, ain't Oilam and Aminyan. So, what are you talking about? You're being a Raya from Nazar Tamei? Loyim Amrit the Mechalutai, she came a Vatal Behem as a Kaidman. So, Vatal the ones before. Toy Mechalutai, she came a Vatal Behem as a Kaidman. Mechalutai is not a Vatal the days before. So, you can't make a Mamatzinu from Yemei Tumah, which has a whole different din. So, tomorrow I'll tell you a different limud. Amrit Kava Chaimuhu. Oman Nazir Bekever. We had before. A Nazir is standing in a Beis HaKfaris and he makes a Nazirus. The halacha is that doesn't start until he leaves the Beis HaKfaris. Even though he doesn't have to cut his hair, that means the hair he makes, B'shash, when he says Arayni Nazir, that's the hair that will be cut. So, Man Nazir Bekev HaShasari Roy to Glachas Nazirus. The hair he has right now on his head is Roy for the Glachas Nazirus. Ein Olam HaMinyan, it doesn't count towards his Nazirus. The days in standing in the Beis HaKfaris don't count towards the Ziris. Yemei Chalutai, She'ein Sarei Royot L'Taglachas Ziris. By Yemei Chalutai, that hair that he has right now when he said already Nazir, will not be the hair that will be cut for Shas Ziris. Why? Because he has to cut it for the Mitzayra. So like Kol Shekin, of course the days don't count. He's saying, days in the Beis HaKfaris have a more Shaychas than Ziris because the hair he has on his head will be cut for Ziris. And still doesn't count towards the Ziris. So of course, Yemei Chalutai with the hair on his head won't be counted. So it won't be counted. It won't be used for Naziris. For sure, it won't be counted for Naziris. Beinli al Yemei Chalutai. We only see from here Yemei Chalutai. Yemei Safrei Minayin. Again, by Metzaira, he's a Chalot. He's a Metzaira. Then when he gets healed, they bring two Tziparim, and they send one out to the Sada, and then they wait a week. That's called Yemei Safrei. And then he brings a carbon after that week. How do you know that week after he's healed and they're waiting for the carbon? How do you know that week doesn't count for Naziris either? Yemei Safrei Minayin. V'dinu. Make a mamatzinu. Vedinu. Now really, Tosafot points out, you could have learned that from the same kavachaymer. Learn out of a kavachaymer from Nozir Bekeva. And he says, ksas kosher, yiblai b'shver. Menai medinu. He has, the Mar says, we'll make a mamatzinu. Ma, yimei chaluto, yiton taglachas, af mei sofroi. Just like yimei chaluto, needs taglachas, af mei sofroi. Same thing, sofroi also needs taglachas. Maybe second taglachas then. Just like chalutoi is not ilam aminyan because he made a kavachomer from nozer bekever. If you made sofroi, also you made sofroi, also does not count towards the naziris. The days of counting of the week, sorry, does not count. Yochel af may hesker rekein. Maybe even the may hesker, which means the days that you're not sure if you're nozer of matzora. But may hesker means the kohen comes the first of season matzora. You put him away for a week to see if it spreads. And if it grows a white hair inside it, all different halachas. But al kaponim, the afi meheskeiroi came, maybe then also doesn't count towards the zeros. But then noisin, cholot metam mishkan vayshav, a cholot, a metzara cholot metam mishkan vayshav, the meheskeiroi metam mishkan vayshav. Same thing, meheskeiroi also is metam any bed or any chair he sits on. So make a mamatzinu. Zok to Gemara, it's and say, ilamata, yamei chaluta, shed alaminin, af meheskeiroi alaminin. Amrit loy, there's no mamatzinu. Why? Make a pircha. If Amrit mechaluta, you can chaluta ton taglachas. Chaluta is better and is taglachas. That's why it doesn't count towards the naziris. Or maybe carbon, makes a carbon. Fikach in oilin doesn't go towards the naziris. Time we made a skeiroi, she ain't ton taglachas. And maybe carbon does not eat taglachas and they don't bring carbon. Lefikach yalu laminyan. Therefore, it goes laminyan. That's why the taka hold. Mekar amru, like the Mishnah says, if a sofer may go amroi, ain't oil laminyan. I may hazava hazava. If someone hazava hazava over a skeiroi shamasairo, which means when they lock him up before they know if it's a nega or not, hare elu oilin loy. It goes towards it. Ad kan this beautiful sefri. So what is saying the sefri? Tony Mias, Loyim Amrits made Tumma, Shkin Vata as a Koidman, Toy Mechalutoi, the Mechalutoi is not Mavata as a Koidman, but it's still not Oilin, right? So am I. Elaim Zeros Madness, if Tumma is Zeros of 30 days, so Abin Gidl Zar, it actually is Soy Sess a Koidman, because you need a full 30 days afterwards. So can we talk about Naziris Mu'atas? Elav Naziris Merubin, who went along with Naziris. And what does it say? Tani says clearly, She'ein Oyun Lai Menaminyan. Doesn't count towards the Naziris. So it's a steer to Rav Chista. Amalai Sa'akalai. Doesn't go towards the Naziris. Shema Amino, not like Rav Chista. Bottom line, we have two rais, not like Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that you may Mitzayra Oyun Lai, but you have a problem of Gidl Sar. So the first kasha was from the Bryce that it talks about the guy who was a Suffolk Mitzayra and a Suffolk Nazi, they have to wait 4 years. If you have to wait 4 years, so then it's clearly not like Rav Chista. And the second Bryce that says clearly, ain't oil loin, even when it's a Zeris Meruba, and this was a right, not like Rav Chista.